USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Taliban terrorist group has taken full control of almost every area near the airport in the capital of Afghanistan and is ready to take over as soon as U.S. troops depart, two senior officials from the group claimed on Friday. As soon as the Americans leave, they just have to give us the signal, and we will then take over, he said. This can be done as early as this weekend, he added. For women, the question is, what's next? After 20 years of advancements in women's rights to education, to work, and to even leave the home, now appear to be dashed. Afghan human rights activist Serena Faizi.
20 years, we worked so hard to get to where we are right now. But, you know, look at that. Just in 2 weeks, you know, we lost everything that we worked so hard for. They're hopeless. They're helpless. The only one thing that they're looking for is for a miracle. My family's right now in Afghanistan. I have 6 sisters.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
School districts in Florida may impose mask mandates, a judge said Friday, ruling that Governor Ron DeSantis overstepped his authority by issuing an executive order banning the mandates. Broward County School Board Chair Rosalind Osgood says they have a responsibility to protect those in the schools.
With what we know from science and medicine and how this airborne pandemic is spreading, we feel very strongly that we have to protect the people in our school district.
The Democrat Majority Committee, probing the events that unfolded at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, issued letters to 15 telecommunications and social media companies, including giants such as Facebook, Twitter, and Google, asking them to provide a series of documents related to the day. The committee is seeking a range of records, including data, reports, analyses, and communications, stretching back to spring of 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A famous assassin might be set free. USA's Wendy King has the story.
Sirhan Sirhan, the man who assassinated Robert Kennedy in 1968 as he was running for president, was recommended for parole in his 16th hearing before the parole board. It will be up to California Governor Gavin Newsom to decide whether to grant parole. Two of Robert Kennedy's sons participated in the virtual hearing and voiced support for the parole. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Congress needs to return to Washington, D.C. to exercise oversight on the Biden administration's management of the pullout from Afghanistan, Representative Dan Bishop said on Newsmax Friday.
My first thought is that Congress needs to be back in Washington exercising oversight. There are indications of catastrophic ineptitude on the part of the administration managing the entire process, culminating in almost watching in slow motion while brave soldiers were murdered yesterday by terrorists with bombs.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden has blamed former President Donald Trump for his administration's agreement with the Taliban as the reason for the crisis now, but Bishop disagreed. He's the president, said Bishop. President Trump's agreement doesn't bind him. He needs to stop making excuses and take on the responsibility. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.